Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm really, really excited about this week's show because my very special guest is not only a great friend of mine, but truly one of the smartest people in writing and editing books, Tammy Barley. Let me share a little bit about Tammy. She's known in the business world as the Millionaire Entrepreneur's Book Consultant. Tammy Barley has enjoyed a dynamic career for more than a decade as an award-winning, best-selling fiction author, military and political biographer, publisher, entrepreneur, and a leading expert in business book production. As founder and president of Business Book Productions, she heads a team of hand-picked book creation professionals, is a manuscript writing coach, and private editor for top entrepreneurs and book consultants in North America, and she's also the creator of Platinum Draft, a 10-week interactive business book development program designed for entrepreneurs. You can find information on that at platinumdraft.com. Her newest book is Business Gold, How to Write a Book to Spotlight Your Expertise, Attract a Ton of New Customers, and Explode Your Profits, which is getting 5-star rave reviews at Amazon. One of those is mine. It's a phenomenal book. Everybody listening needs to go buy it. Tammy, thank you so much for being my special guest expert today. I'm excited for our listeners to get to know you better.
Well, I'm jazzed to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything that you'd like to add to my introduction? Anything you'd like to share with us about your journey and how you got to be the Millionaire Entrepreneur's Book Consultant?
I got to be the Millionaire Entrepreneur's Book Consultant from listening to a man named Jim Palmer. You might have heard of him.
Oh, my. The tables have turned.
He had these really awesome books that I edited. They had to do with customer retention and growing your profits and targeting your audience, and they work.
You know, and I usually include my full disclosure, and I forgot to do it here, so pardon me. We have known each other for probably at least 4 years, if not five. You've edited my books. You've been a great friend and taught me so much about writing and things like that. So I don't know where I'd be if I didn't have you editing my books. I probably would have been one and done and crashed and burned. But so thank you very much for all that. I'll share something kind of anecdotally and kind of funny. So my third book, The Fastest Way to Higher Profits, was a bunch of different profit-boosting strategies. And the first one was you got to raise more and charge what you're worth. And Tammy goes, Jim, your next book's going to cost you a lot more because I just read your first chapter. I thought that was kind of funny. Turn the tides on me. Anyway, so Tammy, in your bio, you mentioned being a fiction author. Does having a background in fiction writing, does that enhance the business books that you ghostwrite and edit, or how does that work?
That is such a great question, Jim. I can't imagine producing a single book, fiction or nonfiction, without having that background. That adds so much to the biographies I assist with, the autobiographies I assist with, and the business books that I assist on entrepreneurs to write. It makes such a world of difference. Just simple techniques that fiction authors use. You know, when you get a really great novel and you're up at 3 a.m. and you're thinking, this is such a great book, I have to go to sleep though, but I wonder what happens next, and then you keep writing or
right.
You keep reading it. That's because of different techniques that the author employs to keep you interested in the book, and that's the kinds of techniques that I either teach, share with, or use in my editing when I work with business book authors. So the fiction techniques enable the nonfiction writing to really rivet the reader to the page, to keep them turning pages, and it also punches up the impact of the writing and makes the concepts that the author is sharing with the reader much more memorable.
I really like that. I do read some fiction authors, and one of the things that's so cool, and it's almost like when you're reading it, you curse them because, gosh darn it, it's like 11 o'clock at night, and you think you're going to finish this chapter, and like the last paragraph, I can't stop now, and it just makes you keep going. It's very cool how that happens. Have you ever edited or ghostwritten any political biographies recently, or...?
I have just recently finished assisting Vaughn McCoy. His book is called Playing Up, and he was the lead prosecutor for the New York Attorney General's office, and then he also worked in a prosecutorial role with the federal government at one point. So he has a long career. Do you know who Arthur Goldberg was?
It sounds familiar.
Okay, if you've read the book War at the Shore, he partnered oftentimes with Donald Trump to revamp Atlantic City, and then Arthur Goldberg established one of the newer casinos on the Strip before he died. Anyway, Arthur Goldberg had graduated from Rutgers University and was involved in the football program. And years later, he was in the gym pumping iron with some of the new football players, and he met Vaughn McCoy and became his mentor. And Vaughn has gone on to write this book and several others that I'm assisting him with that teach people how to become mentors. And also, since Vaughn started out in an inner-city environment, very, very tough conditions, two of his brothers died on the street, one from drugs and one from another similar situation. Very, very tough background. He's writing books to inspire people to become mentors to folks like this and also to inspire people who are in those situations to get out of those situations. So that has been really exciting.
Wow. I mean, not only because it's using all your skill and talent, but just the message and you know, how much the book is likely to help people, that's got to be pretty cool to be part of a project like that, I would think.
Oh, it is awesome. It's really enjoyable.
I actually just saw pretty recently that you are already re-releasing your book, Business Gold, which, if memory serves me, did that launch this year or late last year? How long has that been?
That launched in early March, and out of that book came the Platinum Draft program. And you know how a writer's work is never done. They always think of something more to add, some more value to put in, more to benefit the reader. Well, when I started putting those elements into Platinum Draft and streamlining them a little bit, then I wanted to go back and add those elements into Business Gold. So I did a little bit of revamping of the book. And so Platinum Draft was based on the book, and then Platinum Draft became so good and, you know, proved to be successful to business authors, so I went and put a few of those additional techniques back into the book and then re-released the book. So it's as complete as can be, and Robert Scrobe, who provided the foreword for it, very graciously said it's the most complete book on how to write, market, publish the whole shebang, a business book, and then I improved upon that because there was more to add. But I think I'm done now.
For now, until you wake up at 3 a.m. some morning and think of, say, "Oh, I got to put that in the book too," because that's the way it works.
Oh, you know that? Yes, it is.
Yes, you know. So, well, let me ask you this: Are revisions easy to do when you self-publish your own book, or I mean, is it easier than editing someone else's work, or how does that work?
Revisions are. It's always good to have an editor. You know you can't exist without an editor because you go through the information so many times that what you're trying to say and what you want to say kind of becomes a soup in your brain of you're not sure what you're saying. So the editor aspect is important. So whether you self-edit and take time down and come back at it, that's good. And when you do that downtime, that definitely provides important benefit. And it's far less complicated than doing the first round. Plus, if you go and do a volume 2 or a volume 3 and provide new information in the next year or two down the line, That's fairly easy to do, and it can provide you with all new books to re-release and to market and to share with people, which is beneficial. And when you self-publish with a place like CreateSpace, they are so beautiful to work with. It makes it easy. You just remove the first file and you upload the next file, and they just run through and make sure it works fine for you. It's just self-publishing technology has become such an easy process to do.
I don't even know what that machine must look like that prints books on demand like that. I mean, literally one book or 10, and you get them in a matter of days. I can't even understand the technology, how fast it's going. That must be one massive machine that puts books together like that.
I haven't seen them either, but it would be exciting to. And they are that fast. When you first publish your manuscript to a place like CreateSpace, they zip you a copy in about 2 days, and it looks just like the copy that would be on a bookstore shelf, and it's perfect.
I know. It's so exciting.
It's fun.
It's totally fun.
It's fun.
Now, you mentioned your Platinum Draft book development program. I know it's doing very well. I believe even a couple of my clients are in that program. Why do some business book authors like to kind of just write their own book using, you know, a template or a manual like Business Goal, and why would some kind of drop into the Platinum Draft program? Tell me some of the advantages and differences there.
Oh, wonderful question. A book like Business Gold, we could maybe compare it to one of your really outstanding books, which you can pick any one you want. They're all good. A person can read a book on their own time. So if somebody wants to write a business book, they can read it on their own time. If they want to take their time and write it slowly, if their schedule does not permit them to move very quickly through it, then following the information in the book can be a really good way to go for such folks. Now, if somebody says, oh, you know, I can make a couple hours a week, I can do this, it's just I would really appreciate the accountability and the feedback, and please streamline this to me and feed it to me so that there's only the information that I need and nothing more, and give it to me when I need it. For folks like that, a program like Platinum Draft works really well. And when we do the webinars, it's 10 weeks, and each week there's, okay, this is what you need to do this week. Okay, I've done that. And then they can work with me on feedback. They can ask questions. I can provide tips and pointers. So it's interactive. It provides accountability, and it enables them to very quickly get their book done. And Platinum Draft is 5 modules for writing your manuscript draft, and then there's a tutorial for how to self-edit and pick out and work with a business book editor. There are many, many different kinds of editors. You need a business book editor. Then there's a tutorial about how to work with a cover artist to custom design your book's cover, what you need to know, and how to find them and how to work with them. And then there's a tutorial about how to do the same thing with your book's interior graphics. For example, you've got some neat call-out boxes and graphics that look like sticky notes or timers in your different books. Those add visual interest, and they can also be used to start pre-selling your reader on your business products or solutions. The next tutorial is everything you need to know to self-publish and e-publish your book, and then the final tutorial is everything you need to know to market your book in the real world, in the virtual world, and it doesn't matter if your audience is online or is a local business or if your audience is national or global. There's tips in there to enable you to market your book to any audience.
That's so awesome. And if any, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say the book and Platinum Draft both provide those. It's how they provide those and what the author's goals and needs are that helps them determine which will work better for them.
And, you know, people, as you said earlier, people need to learn in a way that's comfortable for them, and they need to also do it on their own time frame. So if somebody was interested in getting into that program, it's at www.platinumdraft.com. And we're going to take a quick pause here for a very brief time out on the other side. I'm going to ask Tammy to share some of her writing tips on how to keep your readers glued to the page. So hold on, we'll be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects, and those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy, done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
And we are back. Let's get right back to my very special guest, Tammy Barley. Tammy, in Chapter 5 of Business Gold, you share five different tips on how to keep readers kind of glued to your book and glued to your story. Can you share maybe just one or two of those with our listeners?
I will share with you the two easiest. They're super easy to use, and when you use them, it's going to punch up the impact of your writing for whatever kind of writing you do. Here's the first one, shorter paragraphs. You remember back to high school and college when you had those textbooks that one paragraph was two-thirds of a page long and, you know, your mind would blur halfway through it and you just couldn't follow it? Well, the same thing happens when you have a business book and you're writing your own business book. So in order to break things up visually on the page and in order to present one small mini topic at a time that the reader can easily wrap their head around, you simply present the information in shorter paragraphs. So the paragraph might be 3-4 sentences long. And some are going to be a little longer, some will be a little shorter, but that's fine. And if you just aim for that paragraph that's 3-4 sentences long, it keeps the reader's eye moving down the page, it keeps them engaged, and that's part of one of those secret techniques that fiction authors use to keep you turning pages at night, is they've got those short paragraphs. So that's one secret.
Okay.
And the other one is almost the same, and it's shorter sentences. Back to high school and college, when those sentences would go on forever, you'd start thinking, oh, I really do need to go mow the lawn or something. Please don't make me finish, you know, this physics chapter. It's just horrible. So shorter sentences work in much the same way as short paragraphs. The most important information goes in the shortest sentence, and that punches up the impact that it has for the reader, and it also helps that reader to retain that information better. So that's something that's very simple to do when you just revise what you've written, is make sure you've got each topic in a small mini paragraph, so short paragraphs, and then make sure you break up your sentences, short sentences.
Yeah, I really like those. And, you know, one of the things, you know, I've learned even in copywriting, websites and other things, is white space and flow. If somebody looks at a letter, and I'm sure it's much the same with a book, and they determine they can kind of keep going and breeze through this fairly quickly, versus if it was just a solid page of, you know, 10-point Times Roman text, it looks like it's going to take an hour to get through. It visually and mentally, it makes it easier for you to keep going. So I totally resonate with that. You also have a great strategy that I learned from you, and you've helped me a great deal with. It's called back matter pages. Can you share a little bit about the back matter pages, what those are?
Absolutely. I've got a little story that I tell in my Platinum Draft class. I used to live in Southern California, and I heard a story, this was some years ago. A young guy was out surfing, and somehow a baby shark had bitten onto his ankle. And so he walks up on the beach, and this baby shark is attached to his ankle. And his buddies are really great. They try and help him pull this shark off, but the shark is locked onto his ankle. So with the shark on his ankle, he gets in his car, drives to the emergency room, and walks into the emergency room with this baby shark on his ankle. Imagine what those people were thinking. Anyway, it took quite some doing, as I understand it, for the doctors and nurses to finally get that shark off. Well, your book's back matter pages are, when you finish your book, the purpose of your book is to draw your reader into your business. So the back matter pages, that's the shark on their ankle. That makes them, oh, I so have to go check out this person's business. So what you do in your books is you usually have what you call a bonus section, where you'll offer either free benefits or bonuses or some lower-priced goodies in order to entice people to come check out what else you offer, what else you can do to help them with their business. And so that back matter, very important to have those bonus pages. And also, you want them to leave with a really positive about the author page. That's usually in the back matter. That's the final place where you can sort of underscore your skills, share a little bit more of your personality and your brand with your reader. And those can be some very powerful pages that can encourage the reader to go right to your business and find some new solution that can benefit them.
I like that. I also like having a page, whether it's a page or maybe it's even the end of the book, but what to do now. You know, so you kind of get to the end of the book and you say, okay, I've learned some good information. I like actually telling people, here's what I want you to do now. I don't know if you call that a call to action page or something like that, but it's kind of I kind of like putting pages like that in the book. You know, in when I'm teaching like newsletter marketing, Tammy, I'm always telling people it's important to have pictures also to supplement the articles. How important are graphics to, you know, let's say a business book?
Oh, that is such a good question. Jim, I honestly can't imagine producing a really high-quality business book without graphics, which is why I spend an entire chapter in Business Gold and why I spend an entire tutorial in Platinum Draft teaching people about it. There's so many different kinds of graphics that you can implement, and graphics can do a couple of things. They can provide ancillary information, and they should, at some point in the book, provide information that entices them to go to your business website. Okay, so they can provide additional information. They can provide a brain break. If you are just providing tons of really great information, they might want a little mental breather there to stretch the legs, as it were, and get a little bit of downtime and check out what else is going on over there, get a break from the information, then they can go back in ready to go again. And also, since we are becoming very much a visually oriented culture with our smartphones and everything is so interactive, the graphics really help the reader to feel like they're part of the book, and it can also provide entertainment. There's many, many wonderful things that graphics can do. So without graphics, it's almost losing a three-dimensional feel to it, and then the book just becomes two-dimensional. Graphics can take one of your ideas and sum it up in a graphic representation, a picture. So instead of spending several paragraphs discussing something, you can sum it up in one really well-made graphic. And then that visual imagery sticks with people. So that's another technique to get people to stick like glue through your business book.
How clever of you to say stick like glue. No, it really is. I think I'm just a very visual person. I think pictures are hugely important. And I cannot believe that we are up against the clock already. Man, you have shared some phenomenal information, Tammy. Thank you so much for being our guest on Stick Like Glue Radio this week.
Oh, it's very much my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Now, so if people want to connect with you, learn more about your book or your program, what's the best way for them to do that?
If they want more information about the book, that's businessgoldthebook.com. And if somebody is interested in learning more about Platinum Draft, that is at platinumdraft.com. And I have a new series coming up, and it begins on October 4th. So that's coming
very, very
up in just
good.
A couple of weeks.
Okay. And so people can go check that out. And as I said, Tammy is certainly one of my very trusted advisors. And if you want to connect with one of the best editors in the on the planet. I'll say on the planet. How about that? Then you connect with Tammy Barley. So Tammy, thanks again. Really, really appreciate it, and great connecting with you again.
Good to talk with you, Jim.
All right, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with Tammy Barley. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more, all great things in your business. I'm your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.